My name is Jeff Goldblum, and this is perhaps my best story ever. Possibly. I was 13 and a half, I think 14 in my memory, and I grew up in Pittsburgh in the suburbs, and I had reached puberty, as it happens, you know, as regularly, like about a year before or so, year and a half before. But for me, the intensity of my self and auto satisfaction had reached its limit, I thought, and my head will explode if I don't share this experience with this woman, some woman of my dreams. So I thought, I don't know how to do this other than I know what I'll do. I'd heard about the other side of the tracks, these sort of professional way that you can do that. I hadn't ventured ever. I'd never seen it. But one night, I got up the conviction and the courage. I went into my dad's wallet, and I got, I think, like a $5 bill or a $10 bill. I thought that would cover it. I don't know. Maybe it would have. Maybe it wouldn't have. And I walked down to these, what probably was dangerous even then, would certainly be dangerous now, the other side of literally a railroad track, and there were these rows of you know, doorways with red lights, literally, and sort of women, as I remember, kind of hanging out with sort of cheap, probably, but you know, a little lingerie. And I sort of paced up and down the street, not wanting to sort of exactly play my cards exactly. And then I kind of sussed out one, and I kind of remember going in, and I said, "Is this where da 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 da?" Whatever I said, and they said, "Oh yeah, you're in the right place. Come on." And I went in, and I said, "Well, I remember it was being dim. I could hardly see." And then pretty soon my eyes cleared, and I see some women around some girls around the thing, also in lingerie. So I said, "Well, how does this work? I really want to pick, be able to pick." They said, "Oh yeah, you get to pick. Yeah, who would you like?" Well, anybody here. I said, "Okay, how about?" You. She said, all right, come here. And then she took my hand. She started to lead me down this hallway, and I could see at the end of the hallway this open door and a bed and a kind of a lamp, and all of a sudden, sort of, as I remember in this, it was like a Hitchcock movie. It sort of telescoped the Vertigo style, and I don't know what came over me, but I said, "Oh, wait a minute. What time is it? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot I have a I have something else. I gotta go, but I'll come back. I'll see you in a little bit. I'll explain it. Come back." And I got cold feet, and I left. That's the story. So she's watching, if she's around, and she remembers me, I'm sorry. I was fibbing. I didn't have anything to go to, and I never came back. And I don't know whether that 5 or 10 would have covered it or not. So maybe it was best after all for her. But that's my best story.